You're listening to episode 269 of Women Worldwide. If you're working remotely, what's your video call setup? And how are you focusing in your meetings and being human on your calls? For this show, I'm flying solo with tips for the remote workplace. So stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are in this world. We appreciate you. We realize you're navigating some challenging, uncertain times, learning to work from home. We're working remotely. And as you do, you're also sharing with us how you're feeling, what's going on in your world. And we're able to share the advice and the guests that help you. Now, today's topic is the remote work environment. What's your setup like? How are you able to focus and pay attention when you're in your home? And also, how can we be more human? Normally, I would introduce a special guest at this point. However, I'm flying solo today. So let's dive right in because I want to be able to share some tips with you, whether you've been doing Zoom or Skype or Google Hangout for years, and you just want to make your communication, your video calls better, or you're new to this, and this is a first experience, or you know, you're on the road to really embracing and using video conferencing tools. All right, let's talk about the setup, finding the perfect setup for you. What I like to do is I have a laptop stand on my desk. It raises my laptop up about 6 inches. So I'm looking straight on. You're not looking at my nostrils. I also use a professional microphone. Yes, I am using a Yeti mic, but you can use a good pair of earbuds or a headset for your meetings. When it comes to the background, lots of branding to show who you are and what you do. What's your passion? What's your purpose? If you're in a meeting with your team, you might want to show something that's representative of your personality. I'm seeing professionals put up the books, the bookcases with the books that they read, the pictures framed of their families. You also have a choice if you don't like your background setting. Let's say you're setting up in, you don't have your own office and you're setting up in a room in your house. You might want to select a background when you're in Zoom, which is really great because you can select a background and just pick one that's representative of you and who you are. I was in a meeting recently and one of the participants had a background of monkeys and one of the monkeys was sitting on his head. And of course, that's an icebreaker and it made everybody laugh. So you can choose your background. And I just want to mention one thing on the lighting. So you want people to see you, but not to have lighting be distracting. If the light is coming from behind you, it's going to wash you out. If you put the lighting in front of you, kind of like I do here with my little ring light on a stand, and this is a selfie ring light. I'm just going to turn it off so you can take a look at it. But this is a selfie ring light, and it can clip onto your phone when you take a photo, or it can clip onto your laptop so that when you're doing a meeting, it illuminates your face. It's in front of you. The light should always come from in front of you and higher or above you. And I say that because sometimes if you do clip it on your laptop, you'll see the lights. If you wear glasses like I do, you'll see the reflection in your glasses. So this is just a great little investment to set the ambiance of the room and to make sure that people can actually see you. So I'm going to clip my light back up there like so and turn it back on once again. All right, let's go to the second area, which is making sure that you're able to focus. Focus during a meeting is really important. And when you're focused, it also means you're listening. And all the participants appreciate that you're listening. Everyone gets their time to speak. And after you speak, you want everyone else to be heard as well. So, of course, going into a meeting, clear your mind of all the chatter, anything that's going on, especially if your remote office is from home. There's lots of things going on in your house. Before you get on that call, you need to compartmentalize or clear your mind of whatever it is that's a part of the home, the family, so you can show up to your meeting present, mindful, and attentive. Now, listening in a meeting also means body language. It means that you are looking at everyone in the meeting. You are listening with your body because you're smiling. Your posture shows that you're listening. Your head movements, whether you're nodding yes or no, people can definitely tell by whatever facial expressions you have. When you start looking around like this, or you're looking down for a really long time, people notice that, and it sends a signal to them that you may not be listening. Now, listening also shows in whatever is going on during the meeting. Sometimes, and I saw this happen recently, we were in a team meeting, someone was sharing their desktop to show an image, and then the team started to talk, and the person forgot that they were sharing their desktop, and they navigated over to Facebook. Well, everybody in the meeting then knows you're on Facebook and not really paying attention. Another interesting mishap, I'll call them mishaps that happen when you're not focusing and listening. Another mishap was during the meeting, somebody was becoming distracted by their own environment, and they decided to stand up. They were half dressed. So we saw the pajama bottoms. from the top up, when you're sitting in the meeting, you look great. The moment you stand up, everybody knows that you're in your pajamas. Now, it did make everyone laugh, but at the same time, if you want to prevent some of the mishaps from happening, it is to make sure that you stay focused and that you're actively listening. And by doing that, you're being able to ask questions related to what somebody is speaking about and showing that you are really, really tuned in. Now, the last bucket is the be human bucket in your meetings. I mentioned some of the mishaps. Sometimes those mishaps can actually work to your advantage. That makes you human. So when something happens, whether it is you're wearing your pajama bottoms or you forget you're on camera and you stand up and you start doing your yoga stretches, or your cat walks across your desktop, even if your child, your toddler comes in the room and does something really cute behind you, this is human, and it could happen to each and every one of the members of your meeting, right? It could happen to anybody. So it's an opportunity to laugh about it, to bond over it. If something happens to you, you can bet somebody else will share a similar story. This is all human. This is about your personality. We're people. We are not robots, and we can't have everything perfect in the virtual Zoom or Skype or Google Hangout environment. So I say, go with it. When something happens, whether it's to you or to somebody else, be open, have an open mindset. You're setting a tone for others to feel comfortable and to also show that if you can be a little bit more vulnerable and personal with them, then they can do the same thing. And you know what? When this happens, whether it's your team members, it's a client you're speaking with, or you're in a community and you're doing some kind of a video podcast, this builds trust. People trust what they can relate to. Okay, so those are the three areas and my tips. I hope that they are helpful in this episode of Women Worldwide. Thank you again so much for joining me. And from myself and my team, we hope that you're all staying healthy. And please keep sharing what's going on in your world, because you can bet that either I'll show up and share some tips and advice, or we'll have guests with stories and insights all to help you. So until our next episode, friends, stay safe, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.